欢迎进入常春藤生活英语。我们提供您新鲜的流行新知，实用的生活绘画，丰富的旅游介绍，详尽的全民英检。现在就让我们一同体验常春藤生活英语的魔法世界吧。
Hi, and welcome to Enjoy English. My name's Amanda.
I'm Steve.
And I'm Frank.
Today is Friday, the 7th of December, and we are looking at our business English lesson for the month. We're going to be reading some dialogues today and tomorrow.
And today's lesson looks like it is about surveys.
I would guess so, because the title is Survey Says.
Yep.
OK, 所以我们今天呢就要教这个问卷调查。问卷的英文叫做
Survey.
Survey. OK, 它这个重音在第一音节。好，然后呢我们这个常常在这个百货公司前面啊都会看到一些人拿着这个问卷要你填，譬如像一些什么直销公司啊问你说诶这个化妆品啊什么产品你有没有用过这个样子。那will you just fill out the form or fill out the survey?
Depends how busy I am,
yeah.
Honestly.
And if they're polite and they just want to ask me questions,、mm-hmm. I might do it.
Oh, so it's very... Yeah,
but if I'm busy and I'm in a hurry and those people come up to me, it's irritating.
对、oh, 我们听到 irritating 这个字。
Yes.
就是令人家很烦的。
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Very fun.
Very fun.
when I'm in Taipei Main Station...Mm-hmm. Quite often over the year, I'll have a little group of students, maybe、oh. 3 or 4 students come up and ask if they can do a survey with me in English. And I usually try to make time for them. And sometimes, though, they need to maybe rehearse the questions a bit more.
Yeah.、Mm-hmm.
They get too nervous and start to giggle and can't talk.
And when they do that, and you kind of want to get to where you're going in a hurry, and they're like, okay.Quick question number one. Do you like Taipei?
That bad.
That's number one. Now,
that I'm was not, pretty good.
I'm not laughing at their English. 我不是在笑他们的英文. Because, of course, when I first came to Taiwan, my Chinese was horrible. I mean, it was horrible.So, I'm not laughing at their English. It's just, it takes a long time to do a survey、mm. when someone does that. So, if they do, and they really do need to practice before and, you know, work on getting those questions down.
对
But I'm not laughing at their English.
If, students, you have any chance to practice with a foreign, with a native English speaker,、
mm-hmm.
just to make sure that the questions make sense...Because sometimes they don't make sense.
Yeah.
And just make sure you know how to say the words so you can do it quickly and it'll all go fast.
Okay, so make sense. 意思就是指让他的问题啊、mm-hmm. 听起来是合乎逻辑合乎道理的人家看得懂的。
听得懂。
听得懂。
Alrighty, let us have a look at
Building Your Vocabulary.
Number one is spare. Spare.
播出腾出
I can't spare you any money. We can also say, sorry, honey,、mm-hmm. I don't have no money. Just kidding. any money.
any
okay, 所以这个、用 no 的话听起来是比较口语的应该是
well,
I don't have any money.
It's just very, very poor English.、Mm. But we sometimes will say something like that for fun.、
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Sorry, honey, I ain't got no money.
Oh, your aunt.
Yeah,、
Ain't.
But that's very,、oh. very poor English.
Okay, 都是比较差的英语。
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Next word, Amanda?
Is tight. Tight.
时间很紧的。
It will be a bit tight, but I think I can finish it.
Number three is rewarding. Rewarding.
有报酬的,有意义的。
Teaching is a very rewarding career.
Number four is reject.Reject.
拒绝
Ken was afraid that his idea would be rejected. If you're going to use this word as a noun, it is a reject. So、
oh.
maybe you're、working in a factory making shoes and some of them aren't good enough. They are rejects. We can also talk about a person being
yes.
a reject. It's not very kind.
That's very mean. It's、oh. not a nice thing.
所以我们说这个当作名词的话，它要重音摆在第一个音节，要念 reject。
That's、
那就是这种人是、yep. 不是很和善的人，是不是？
不是 ，That's like saying you stupid idiot. Yeah, you reject.
有笨笨的。
It means you
什么都不会的。
No, it means you're rejected.
Uh-huh.
It means you just don't fit in somehow、
yeah.
with the other people.
哦、oh, ，跟社会有点脱，有点。被人家排斥排挤
不是有一点
还蛮严重的感觉
Yeah, yeah, it's not a nice word、
mm-hmm.
But a reject、
mm-hmm.
If you're in a shoe factory and this shoe is not good enough Then we call that a reject So I find that often Things that you find in a flea market or a night market、
uh-huh.
Might possibly actually be rejects、
right.
from factories、
right.
Okay, 就是一种瑕疵品了
Yeah
有点问题的东西
Yep,
yep.
Okay
And we also have a couple of
Phrases for learning. Number one is be in charge of. Be in charge of.
负责掌管
Who is in charge of this department?
Me.
Oh, good job.
Thank you. Number two is fill out. Fill out.
填写
Mandy spent 5 minutes filling out the form.Alrighty, and we have two extra words. Number one is survey. Survey.
调查
And number two is schedule. Schedule.
时间表计划表
Terrific. Shall we take a look at dialogue A?
Today is the first day of Howard's new job. He is in charge of collecting surveys in front of a department store.Hello, do you have a minute to spare?
I'm sorry, no.
Okay. Excuse me, could I interest you in filling out a survey?
Don't you know I'm on my lunch break?
But this will only take a minute.
I'm on a tight schedule.
All right. Hi, today is my first day and I was wondering...
I'm waiting for my boyfriend. Don't bother me.
Poor Howard, he's not having good luck, is he?
No,、but I think the situation he's in is probably very common.
Yes, yes, I think it's difficult to be one of those people
Yep,
getting surveys.
I used to do phone surveys when、
oh.
I was in college and I was trying to pay for my tuition.
Uh-huh.
For about 4 months, I did phone surveys.
And in 4 months, you got 3 surveys done?
Maybe five.
Maybe five.
It was a horrible, horrible job.
Really?
Yes. They were political surveys.
Oh,
有政治的。政治的。
有关政治的。
Yep. And they were long. They were questions that like lasted a good 10-20 minutes. And、mm-hmm. even when I got someone to agree to do one, after about 10 minutes, they would say, I'm sorry, this is taking too long. And click!
Oh,
hang up
on you.
They hung up on me, yep.
Hmm.
Okay, so 我们听到这个挂某人电话就是 hang up on somebody.
Hang up hang. On. Yeah, the NG you want to pronounce. Ng.
Ng.
Hang.
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 Almost.、
Okay. Almost.
所以这个发音还蛮特别的。
Yep.
H-A-N-G 这个字。
Yep.、Mm. So today is the first day of Howard's new job. Today is Howard's first day at work.
Okay, 今天呢是这个霍华德第一天工作。
He is in charge of collecting surveys in front of a department store. He is in charge of. This is our first phrase. This means this is what his responsibility, his duty, his job is, to collect surveys in front of a department store. And when we say collect, like you might think of collecting stamps,、
mm-hmm.
but this is different. He's asking people to fill out the surveys, to answer the questions in them,And he is in front of a department store.
Okay, 所以他呢就是在这个百货公司前面负责啊干嘛呢啊收这些问卷让人家填问卷以后然后收回来。
Howard says, hello. He's speaking to the first person he meets. Do you have a minute to spare? Now, spare is word number one in building your vocabulary. Means, do you have an extra minute that you could give me? you know, we don't really give somebody a minute, but we might allow them to use a minute of our time.
Okay, so spare 就是腾出一点时间这个腾啊。
Yep.
Okay, 他说呢，诶，你好，你有没有办法腾出啊一分钟给我呢？OK, 这个 to spare 在这边一个蛮特别的片语，它通常是摆在时间啊或者是金钱的后面啊，或者是房间。I've got only one room to spare.
One spare room.
One spare room for you.
Yep.
OK, 所以呢你可以腾出时间、金钱或是房间。
Yep.
And the first woman says, I'm sorry, no. So no, I don't have a moment to spare for you.
OK, 第一个女士她就说抱歉了，我没有办法腾出时间给你。
Howard says, okay, and then immediately he looks to the second person.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me, this is very polite.
Mm-hmm.
And this is how you should act.
Mm-hmm.
When you meet somebody you don't know or, you know, oh, excuse me, could I interest you in filling out a survey? When we say this, could I interest you? Well, first of all, it's in our tips in use box, so you can see how it's used here.But whenever we're trying to offer somebody something or asking somebody for something, could I interest you in, meaning could I, would you have interest in something I have?
Mm-hmm.
Could I interest you in filling out a survey? Fill out is number two in our phrases for learning. And when we fill out some sort of form, like a job application or...admission to a school. We call that fill out something something. Fill out an application or fill out a form.
A registration form, like when you 挂号 at the hospital.
好，所以这一句呢，霍华他就很说了 ，OK， 没问题。然后呢，他又看到另外一个人，他就说了，哎，抱歉，不好意思，打扰你了。我们这边说这个很礼貌的用法，你要吸引人家注意，要问路，这种都是用 excuse me 开头。
嗯、
然后呢，我可不可以啊，请你帮我填写一下这张问卷？所以 interest 就是使某人有兴趣，让他愿意帮忙做什么事情。
Mm-hmm.
然后呢 ，fill out， 我们刚刚听到了 ，fill out a form 就是填写一个表格， mm-hmm. 或是 fill out 什么 job application form 就是工作的申请表。
Now the second woman says, and not very politely at all.
No.
Don't you know I'm on my lunch break?、
Mm.
So obviously she's on her lunch break, and she assumes.That Howard knows she's on her lunch break.
Well, she just doesn't want to be bothered.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but I mean, instead of saying, I'm so sorry, I'm short on time, I'm very busy, can't help you, she's sort of rude. Don't you know I'm on my lunch break?
所以我们刚听到她不想被 bother. She doesn't want to be bothered.、
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 这个 bother 我们后面会提到就是打扰的意思。她不想被打扰，所以这一句呢，她就说你不知道我正在哎，这个午餐时间休息时间吗？所以 break 就是休息啊 ，take a break 就是休息，等于 take a rest.
In this case, if I were Howard, I would say, "You're on your lunch break. Great, then you have a minute for me." Just kidding. So Howard says, "But this will only take a minute. This will only take 1 minute, not much of your time." And the woman.Refuses him still, she says, I'm on a tight schedule. Now, tight schedule, tight is word number two in building your vocabulary, and schedule is word number two in our extra words. I'm on a tight schedule, I don't have much time.
Okay, 所以呢，霍华就说，但是这只会花你一分钟的时间，我们花时间啊，什么事情花时间用 take, 那如果是什么东西花多少钱是用 cost.OK, 所以这边是 take, 是花时间花一分钟的时间。然后第二个这个女子呢她就说啊我现在很忙我的行程表很满这个。所以 a tight schedule 就是指行程表排得很满的。OK?
All right, says Howard. Then he turns to a third woman. Hi, today is my first day and I was wondering.
All right. And she cuts him off before he can finish.
That's right.Today is my first day. If someone said that to me, I would assume it was their first day at a new job. And I was wondering, I was thinking, it's like I have a question in my head. He was probably going to say, and I was wondering if you could fill out this survey for me.
Yeah.
But he didn't get a chance to finish his sentence.
好，所以呢，这一句话哈，他就说了，好，没关系。然后呢，他转向了第三位啊，看到第三个女子，他就说，哎，今天是我第一天工作，那我在想呢，你是不是能啊？他在讲，还没讲到一半，就第三个人就讲话了。
Yeah, maybe she thought he was hitting on her, because he's like, I was wondering, 我在想 and she immediately says, I'm waiting for my boyfriend.、Ah, you know, I'm waiting for my boyfriend.
Oh.
Which is not really any sort of answer.
No.
It's just saying,
他以为是在搭讪
I'm doing something right now.
And、mm-hmm. I'm taken back
yeah.
off.
I'm waiting for my boyfriend. Don't bother me.
You said hit on means hit on somebody?
Yeah. It means when you're trying to, you see someone who looks attractive to you.
Oh, okay.
So you want to talk to them.
Chat her up.
Yeah, maybe get her phone number.Organized to go out for coffee, whatever. You're hitting on someone.
Yeah.
Okay.
跟人家搭讪。
搭讪的意思。
So, hey, Amanda, I really like your smile, and I'd like to see it over dinner tonight.
好，所以我们把这个学起来。Hit on 这个片语 somebody.
Yeah, not hit someone, hit on someone.
有一个介词 on.
Yeah.
搭讪。
Yep. Okay.
Let's take a break.Hi, welcome back. Let's have a look at Dialogue B. Howard talks to Ariel, another survey collector.
Ariel, how many surveys have you gotten filled out today?
30. It's been a rewarding day.
How did you get so many? I've been out here for hours and have only gotten one.
My first day was the hardest, too.I was tired of being rejected and wanted to quit. Then, I talked to Melissa.
Who's Melissa?
She is the queen of surveys. She just stands there, and people ask for surveys to fill out.
Really? I must go talk to her.
You know, this is interesting. I'm strangely wanting to read dialogue C and D to find out what is...Melissa's secret.
Maybe Melissa offers everyone a kiss after they fill out the survey.
You never、
Maybe.
Know. All right, so taking a closer look, Howard talks to Ariel, another survey collector. So it's probably a few hours later, and Howard is talking to one of his colleagues, to one of the other people who is out in front of the department store collecting surveys.
OK, 所以呢霍华他跟另外一位收集问卷的人啊艾丽儿在谈话。我们刚刚听到这就是他一个可能是他的同事啦。OK, colleague, 可不可以拼一下呢
?C-O-L-L-E-A-G-U-E. C-O-L-L-E-A-G-U-E. Colleague.
就是同事的意思。
Mm-hmm.
Howard says, Ariel, how many surveys have you gotten filled out today?So, Ariel is a girl's name.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, that's from The Little Mermaid.
It is.
Ariel the Mermaid.
And I know、mm. two or three Ariels in Taiwan.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a cute name.
It's pretty.
How many surveys have you gotten filled out today? So, we've already talked about fill out. So, now we're using the past tense because it's the end of the day. And he's talking to somebody else. How many have you gotten filled out?So, how many have people filled out for you today?
Okay, 霍华就说艾丽儿啊你今天让人家填了几份问卷。Okay, 所以这边 gotten 就是 got 的一个过去分词。然后呢他就说 got something done 嘛我们把什么事被完成。所以这边是 got filled out, 是什么被啊填写完。Okay?
Ariel answers, 30. It's been a rewarding day. Wow, that has been a rewarding day.Rewarding is word number 3 in building your vocabulary. And so it's been a successful day. She feels like, you know, I really achieved something today.、
Mm-hmm.
I managed to reach my goals or maybe even surpass my goals.
Oh, surpass. 可不可以为大家拼一下呢、
mm-hmm. S-U-R-P-A-S-S. S-U-R-P-A-S-S. P-A-S-S, surpass.
Okay, 这个字的意思就是超越，所以呢 surpass one's goal 就是超越某人的目标，那 reach one's goal 就是达到某人的目标。OK, 这一句他是说啊，他填了30份，这一天呢真是一个收获颇丰的一天哦。
Howard says, How did you get so many? How did you get so many surveys filled out?
他就说了啊，霍华说，诶，你是如何填那么多问卷的？
And then he continues, I've been out here for hours and have only gotten one.I've been standing out here for hours, meaning,you know, many hours, three,or four, or five, or six, whatever, and have only gotten one. That means he only got one survey filled out.
Oh, got one filled out,这样子,只被填完了一份了。所以他这边就是说,我在这边已经站了好几个小时了,然后呢,只填了一份,那个问卷啊,只被填了一份。所以我们刚刚听到 for,后面加上一段时间，一段长时间，就是for.
Ariel answers, My first day was the hardest too. So her first day at this job was very hard, was very difficult as well.
Okay, 然后呢，艾丽也说，我第一天呢，真也是最累的一天，最辛苦的一天。
I was tired of being rejected and wanted to quit. Reject.Is word number four in building your vocabulary. So she was tired of people saying, no, I don't want to fill in your survey. And wanted to quit, wanted to stop doing this job.
Okay, 所以呢她说哎呀我真的太累了所以呢我很疲惫一直被拒绝我都厌烦了。所以呢我想要辞职不干了。Okay, be tired of, 就是很疲惫因为什么感到疲惫后面加动名词。另外呢 quit, 就是指辞职不干。I quit, 我辞职了。
No, don't quit, please. Then I talked to Melissa. So then I spoke with a woman called Melissa.
好、oh, 然后呢我接着我就去跟一个玛丽莎这个女生谈话。
Then Ariel says, Howard says, Who's Melissa? Who is that? Who are you talking about?
然后呢这时候霍华就问说诶那谁是玛丽莎呢
And Ariel says, she is the queen of surveys.You can say she's the queen of surveys or she is the survey queen.That means she's really good at doing that.
Okay, 所以呢她是这个填问卷上的皇后啦表示呢她真的是很厉害。Very,、
yep.
be good at something, 就是对。
Like we call Amanda the spelling queen.
Oh, 拼字皇后。
And、yep. sometimes the taxi queen.Not because I'm good at taking taxis, but because I take a lot of them.
Okay.
Then she says, she just stands there. Melissa just stands there. And people ask for surveys to fill out. So people ask her, can I fill out one of your surveys, please?
Wow.
Okay, 她就只是站在那。这个 just 就是指。她仅仅啊就是站在那边。然后呢诶人们自动就会过来 ask for, 就是。要求要什么东西、
mm-hmm.
ask for one's help 那这边他是 ask for her surveys 要求要他的问卷、mm-hmm. 来干嘛呢 to fill out、mm-hmm. 去填写
Really? Says Howard I must go talk to her So Howard wants to go talk to Melissa and get some tips about how to be a more successful survey collector、
mm-hmm. 所以霍华就说诶真的吗我一定啊这个 must 就是一定我一定要去 go and talk 这边省略一个 and go and talk to her 我去跟她谈一谈、mm-hmm. 啊问一些那个 tips 就是她这个诀窍是什么、
mm-hmm. Steve what do you think some of the tips that Melissa has might be
I think maybe she's very maybe she has a nice smile、
mm-hmm.
She probably tries to look good、
mm-hmm.
andYou know, like, maybe she offers some sort of reward.
Yeah, like a free pen.
Maybe. Who knows?
有可能。所以呢到底梅丽莎她给了什么东西让大家很想要填她的问卷呢可能是她给了一些好处也说不定。我们等一下就来看看。
Alright, so please join us tomorrow when we'll look at dialogue C and D and find out Melissa's survey secrets. Till then, I'm Amanda.
I'm Steve.
And I'm Frank.
Bye! Bye.
你想重听今天的广播内容吗？快上常春藤网络书店， www.ivy.com.tw 这里提供您最多免费的英语学习资源，最齐全的英语学习教材，最丰富的英语广播教学课程，还有最多的超优好咖，常春藤网络书店欢迎您。